Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware. I'm here with Mum on Zoom. We're back on Zoom, Mum. It pisses me off.
Well, it doesn't really, because we wouldn't have this fabulous woman on tonight if we hadn't been on Zoom.
That's quite true.
Because she's over in Los Angeles and we're in lovely, gloomy London, which is dark at 4 o'clock now.
How are you, Mum?
I'm okay. Back on the Pilates at home, exercise bike, watching Tipping Point. Got all the questions right tonight. Hoping they'll ask me up. There's a celebrity Tipping Point, Jess.
Guys, make it happen. Make Lenny's Christmas wish come true.
£10,000, darling.
Your only wish.
For charity.
All right, we'll make that happen.
Oh, Jess, we just need to tell everybody that we're signing a limited edition number of copies for Christmas of our cookbook.
Yes, I forgot about this. Yes, so if you click the link in our bio on Instagram, you could be one of the first 100 that can get a personalised signed book. So that will be made out to your mum, your cousin, your lover, your sister, your brother, whoever you fancy.
The window cleaner.
The window cleaner. Just hit our link in our bio on Instagram and maybe you'll be one of the first 100. Go. They'll run out like latkes. So tonight's guest is a very famous singer. She is called Meghan Trainor. She came out with a bang. It was probably, less than 10 years ago with All About That Bass. And everyone heard it. And she's now a voice judge. She's got a Christmas album out. She's been a Voice UK judge a couple of times. How many times has she been a Voice UK?
This is her second season, darling.
And she's really loved, isn't she?
Yeah, she's very kind, very sweet woman.
Well, seeing as Mum, you still watch every talent show there is on TV.
It's the MasterChef, yeah. I have to record it.
Oh, okay. So Mum basically watches every talent show. And you love The Voice.
Love The Voice.
And you really like Meghan, don't you?
I love The Voice. I love Meghan. I love Will I Am. In fact, I'd have any of those people on Table Manners. Tom Jones.
I remember meeting Meghan at a really swanky pre-Brits drinks thing. I don't know why I was invited. It wasn't even my year for Brits. I was there for the canapes and the bit of the schmooze and the picantes because it was in a Soho house. And Meghan Trainor was sitting down with her whole family and she was so warm and so chatty. And we talked about her being on the podcast and that was kind of nearly a year ago now. And she just seems like such a fun girl. And I really, really liked her. So I'm very happy that we're getting to chat to her. And she's got really happy news. She's just announced that she's pregnant.
Well, let's save the news, Jessie, for her to tell everyone.
Well, she's already told it to her 11 million followers on Instagram, but sure.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Meghan Trainor's coming up. Singer, soon to be mother. Let's see if she's a foodie.
We're recording. We're recording.
Okay, I'm recording. I'm recording.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, amazing. Meghan Trainor, you're a little late, but I do forgive you because you've got a lollipop, a Christmas tree, and a gingerbread life-size tree in behind you, and a Christmas outfit on.
Yes, and I'm pregnant. I had to pee.
You can't use that as the bloody excuse, Meghan
yes,
Trainor.
I
love you for it, though, you cheeky thing. How are you? How are you feeling?
Tired. I'm done. I'm sleepy.
How pregnant are you?
I'm 6 months pregnant, and I told them, like, hey, I'll do this Christmas album, but I don't want to be Katy Perry going to the day of birth, being like, here's my album. But so far, it's looking like that. But Luckily, I'm doing February, so I know I won't be doing Christmas in February.
Oh my goodness. Congratulations.
Thank you. We're so excited. We're so happy. We really are.
Oh man. So yeah, you've got this album to promote and then you can kind of take a break, maybe.
I know. I told them I'm disappearing. I'm going to run away. With my baby and I'm not coming back for a minute. So, hopefully we can have that time off.
Megan, I'm Jesse's mum. I'm Lenny.
You're so cute.
And I've been dying to meet you because I'm a big Voice devotee.
No way.
Now, I'm not sure why you didn't pick the girl from Wales.
Trinity. I know she was so good too.
Trinity, that was her name.
Trinity, she was amazing. It's so hard. It was impossible. I had to pick on the spot over, like, Zoom, basically.
So, yeah, how's that been working out for you? Because it's, yeah, you're doing The Voice UK, but you're in LA.
Yes.
And you're watching it, I presume, live. And then you, so it's almost like you're watching on telly.
I keep forgetting I'm on camera because I'm like, wow, what a great show. And I'm like, oh, hey, everyone, like, to come back to life. But I also have, like, the crappiest sound in my ear, this little thing. I'm supposed to hear the whole band and everything and be like, that is great, man. Like, so it's like, I'm lucky I have somewhat of a good ear to hear it out, but it's definitely weird. It's just too dangerous to fly out there, quarantine for 14 days and then do the show. And I was like, it's too dangerous. What can we figure out? And they said, well, sometimes they do this. And I was like, I'll do it.
So you're a virtual Megan.
I'm virtual Megan, but I'm so there.
You look great, though. I thought, now, was your hair a little pink on Saturday?
Yes, they're all wigs.
You see, Jess, I told you.
It was pink. Mama's right. These are all clip-on wigs. Like, this is fully attached by clips. And then this is a hat.
Oh my goodness, this is what I need.
This bang right here is just taped on. Like, I'm a full...
What do you really look like, Megan? Your hair.
What do I look like?
Is it short?
Yes, I have very... Well, I have thin hair. I have very thin hair. And so, like, this is my real hair. All this is real.
It looks gorgeous. You look gorgeous. I thought your hair looked fab.
Thank you. Yeah, so the pink wig was like, we were feeling it that day. Let's give the UK a surprise of, like, I missed you, but I'm still... feeling great, looking awesome. So I loved it.
So what are you missing about the UK? Because we met each other in the UK at some drinks party and you were so sweet and lovely. But I want to know, what do you love about the UK? Where do you like to eat?
My hotel was wonderful. Oh, Mom, what's that pizza place we die over? Pizza Express?
Oh, my gosh.
Megan, I've got some bad news.
Are they closing?
COVID-19 hit Pizza Express hard and it is no more. No.
It is, Jesse.
Not many.
It's on Abbeville Road.
Well, you're like, your one is like the only one still alive. I swear to God. It's
dying a death. That's the fluffiest, best pizza. So that was across the hotel we stayed at. So we would walk over there if we got bored of hotel food. But my hotel was like awesome. It was like super fancy. I really like spent all my money there and like lived the best life. But I miss mostly the team, the people. I've done a TV show and it wasn't like this one. This one was like you became best friends with your security guard and like the crew behind the scenes. And Ollie Murs is the best. And the guys were just so nice to me. And I was like, I didn't get to say goodbye. Like, we cried every time I had to take my trips there. But I, like, been bawling because we didn't get to say goodbye to them officially. So it's been sad. It was, like, the best summer camp ever. And now it's, like, sad.
When I met you, you were with all your family. Your brother was there.
Yeah.
Your mum and dad were there. And I actually don't think your husband was there, maybe.
I think he was acting. He had to stay home. Yeah.
So, but like, do you travel as a group all the time?
Yeah.
Because you work together, don't you?
Yeah, we always, like, and it's always like, who can go, who's available. But for The Voice UK, I made it like, okay, we're all going to spend these months in the UK together as a family. And I flew them all out and we had the best time. And one of my last trips in the UK, my dad, he was like, I'm exhausted. I'm an older gentleman. I'm going to stay home on this one. And I was like, I got you. And it was terrifying, though, because we got a call in the morning that he got hit by a car. So, like, being...
Oh, my God!
Yeah, he was walking in the streets at night, and he got slammed by a car. But luckily, he's okay. He still has back problems from it. But he flew over the car, and he's like 72-73 old, like older, and like he should have snapped his neck. So we were just being that far away from your family member and not knowing like what's going on was brutal. Like we immediately got the next flight out, went home, told the voice like, I'm sorry, I have to go. Luckily I didn't miss anything crazy, but like that was the hardest part, is being that far away.
I bet. And you know, yeah, you're a very close family. I want to know what it was like growing up together, what it was like around the dinner table. What were you eating together? What's a memorable
meal? Well, don't know. Where were you brought up? Where were you born?
I was raised on a little island called Nantucket Island.
Oh, up in, is it Maine?
Yeah, it's like up there. It's in Massachusetts. It's
Massachusetts.
Like Cape Cod, up there, way up there. And
Great Lobster.
Great Lobster, yes. We always had fish Friday, it's gross, but we always had like really good food. And my parents, I didn't realize what a luxury this was. My parents always had a meal on the table. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, they cooked for us, and we always had family meals. And that was huge. I realize nowadays it's hard for parents, but my parents worked 7 days a week at their jewelry store, worked all day long, didn't have many employees, and they still made it possible. So I salute them as being the best parents. That was a key for us, like being trapped together of like, how was your day? Let's talk. So yeah, that was the best part of growing up with my family. We've always been that close. And now they still live with me, and my parents are 4 minutes down the street, and they're my best friends. I luckily, like, people are like, how can you stand being with your mom all day? I'm like, I cry when she leaves, and then I FaceTime her every second.
That's just like me and you, Mum.
Yes, darling.
Apart from with a few more obscenities, but yeah, kind of. But what were you eating? Was your mum cooking or your dad?
Yeah, Mama cooked. Mama loves burning stuff. She loves leaving it on and being like, I'll get to it later. But my dad's also an awesome chef. He cooks really good stuff. He would cook like shrimp pasta and clam chowder and all the mussels and all that stuff.
Is your clam chowder the white or the red one?
The white one.
But they have a red one in San Francisco, right?
Oh, I don't know, but I believe...
I think there's
eat
a red
seafood.
One and a white one. I like both.
I'm scared of seafood unless I'm home because I'm like, it's just not going to be as good. I'm not going to bother. I'll get something else. So it's like a thing I've learned.
So where do you live now? Los Angeles?
Yep, I'm in Los Angeles. I'm a Valley girl. And my two brothers live in my house with me and my husband. And my parents live down the street.
Who's cooking Thanksgiving dinner?
That's a great question. Ma and Pa, I think you should take the wheels on this one. I haven't got into cooking for a whole family yet. Like I can cook.
Get ready, Megan girl.
Yeah, like I can cook for me and my husband, and we've been planning like, oh my God, my kid's gonna love this recipe and this one. But how my parents take on all of us at once is so impressive to me. I'm not ready for that job.
Should I just let you know something, Megan? You'll be like, oh, my kids will love this one. And then you give it to them and they throw it on the floor or they go, yuck. And then you want to throttle them.
In my head, they're just going to be like, wow, Mom, you're the best.
Yeah, no. Get that out of your head.
Okay, great.
They're going to eat beige.
Oh, I heard you gave birth at your house.
I did.
Did you like it?
My bathing bag?
Did you like it?
Are you going to do it? I did. It was amazing. My mum thought I was mad to do a home birth, and I did it on the second one. I didn't do it on the first one. But yeah, it was an amazing experience. I loved it.
Really? You loved it. Wait, are you good with pain?
I mean, look, I think all I'm going to say is like, it's a pain that you know is going somewhere, and the going somewhere is that you get a baby at the end of it.
Yeah.
And you forget about the pain, so much so that you'll go and have another one. And like,
right?
Look, I was very, very lucky. I had two really positive births, and I think it can feel really scary, and lots of people don't have such positive births, but I was really, really lucky. And it was, it's the most wild ride that you and your husband are going to have. It's just the most crazy time, but yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't even remember what the pain felt like. I mean, I can remember that I felt something, but yes, at home you don't get any drugs, so.
Right? Because of Corona, they were saying you can only have one person in, and I was like, that's not going to work for me. I need my mom there too. So I was like, what if I got everyone tested, put a bath in my living room, had a party, and made a home birth party? And because I'm very open, like my whole I pee with the doors open, like everyone knows what's going on in my house. So I was like, what if we do that? And they're all like, you're going to need that epidural. Like, there's no way you're going to last the pain. And because I'm also like a baby with pain. So I was like, okay. And now they're saying you can let one more person in. So I might go to the hospital and have my mom and Daryl, my husband. But I was kind of into it. I was kind of into the home birth. I looked up a lot about it and I was like, I could do it. If I could do that, I could do anything. You know, it was one of those goals.
You could do it.
You could do it. But equally, I would have felt a bit scared on my first one to do it. But
right?
You may as well try and do as much at home and then go into the hospital later. So you can still have the party.
Right. I also want to do that. I'm like, I'm going to be that girl that's like, let's go now. And they'll say, go home. So
yeah, I had that on the first one where I was like, I am killing this. And they were like, yeah, you're 2 centimeters dilated. Yeah, go home.
Bye.
Have you had any cravings, Megan?
Nothing weird. I just noticed that I'm like, my whole life I've been at nighttime. I'm like, yo, I want a box. I want like a giant bowl of popcorn. I want salty crunch. And now I'm like, oof, I really want a brownie or like Oreos, like sugar. And that's never been me. I'm never like, ooh, ice cream. And now I'm like, I want a tub and I want like a whole, also like candy. I'm like, I want sugar. I want a whole thing of Gushers right now. But my family, we got gestational diabetes in my family. Like my mom had it for like a month while she was pregnant. And I mentioned that to my doctor, like, oh, it's no thing. She got it gone. It was great because I had no idea what it was. And they tested me and they were like, okay, your blood sugars are pretty high. Let's do the long test. Yeah. So I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I had a Pop-Tart. And they were like, it doesn't work like that. But like, yeah, let's focus on like eating the right stuff and working out. And I got so scared. So I've learned how to make sugar-free everything. So I've been trying to bake more and make, like, I bought sugar-free candies and all that stuff. So
I'm really amazed that you, I think you're the only person that's still eating Pop-Tarts.
Yo, Pop-Tarts are so good. What are you talking about?
I didn't even know they were allowed to exist anymore. Like,
oh, yeah, it's pure.
No wonder you were, like, on the verge of gestational diabetes.
It's pure poison. But, yeah, and I was like, I'm sorry, I had that last week. And they're like, it doesn't work like that. Like, don't bully yourself. And I was like, okay. They're like, if it's in your family, you're most likely going to get it that way. And I was like, okay.
Oh, man. But I remember that smell of the Pop-Tart when it'd be in the toaster and it was kind of that burnt smell and it was very delicious.
Oh, it's the best.
Kind of burnt sweet smell, yes.
That's all I want. I want to dive into
Megan,
that.
Is Thanksgiving bigger for you than Christmas for your family?
No. Thanksgiving, I always have my Christmas decorations up after Halloween. So Thanksgiving is like the pre-party to Christmas. It's like we all just get together and eat and that's it. And then we go home. We're debating this year if we even bother doing like a big Thanksgiving or do we save it all for Christmas? Because like testing is expensive and it's a pain. And my little cousins are like 8 years old. They don't want to get the thing up their nose for one day of hanging out with us. So I've been like literally yesterday was like, should we just like all have our own Thanksgivings and then Christmas we go full out and pay for all the testing? And
what's the situation in LA? Is it still, you've got to wear masks everywhere and no restaurants are
open?
Yeah,
but I've noticed some people don't, which is horrific. I don't go to dinners. I haven't gone to a restaurant since before the pandemic. And because I'm fine with being home and post-mating, and it frustrates me when my friends are like, we're going out, but we're staying safe. And I'm like, dude, to eat, you got to take your mask off. Like, to order food, like, I don't know. It's, no one's tested there. No one's safe. Let's just wait another minute. So I've been home ever since. And but I went recently to buy a crib. And I was like, I got to go in person if I'm going to drop all this money. So I went and I masked up. I wore gloves. I was terrified. I wore a sweatshirt that said, Mama, like, I am pregnant. Get away from me. And I noticed that people, like, if they think they're outside, they're like, oh, we're good. So people were walking by me and I was dodging them. Like, yo, what are you doing? Put your mask on. So it's still like up in the air of like not everyone's focused. So I just was like, okay, we're never going out again. I'll order everything online.
What have you been missing? Which restaurants have you been missing?
Like, do you know what Cheesecake Factory is?
Yes.
I'm not the fanciest, but I love Cheesecake Factory. I miss also going to the movies and eating like a giant box of dirty popcorn.
Is dirty popcorn the one with the butter?
Yeah, where you can be like, I want layers of butter, like throughout the thing. You tell the guy and he's like, I hate you. And I'm like, yeah, just keep going.
Oh my God, that's an amazing trick, Megan.
That's my trick.
So, Megan, you are going to a desert island, you are allowed to have a meal before you go to the desert island, your favorite meal, starter, main, pudding, dessert, and a drink of choice. Forget that you're pregnant, maybe, unless you're having a fantastic time eating at the moment, but like, what would be your dream meal?
I mean, I'm not even that fancy with all the starters, but pizza. Like starter pizza, meal pizza. These are like slice one, slice two, slice three, slice four. Dipped in ranch with like, and it's like cheese. I just want cheese pizza. We could start with a bag of like a whole basket of bread if you want. That's nice too, with butter. And then for dessert, what do I do for dessert? Man, like ice a bowl cream. Of popcorn. See, I'm like a more of a salty girl, but now I'd be like, ice cream or a brownie. I'm very simple. I'm very easy to please. I guess that's why I'm not missing restaurants. Because yeah. I'm like, I just
but
want
I
dirty
thought
pizza.
You'd be saying lobster thermidor.
No. And... imagine you're like raised.
Clam chowder.
Like it was too much for me as a kid. They were like, here's a live lobster. Boil it alive. And you're like, you know, like that was scarring for me as a kid.
Where's the best pizza in LA?
I found a place called Fernanda's. And it's like I like New York pizza where it's like that dirty, like easy, greasy, but clean. Like I don't want to pick it up and it's melting everywhere. I don't like that. I want it put together. I want it ready for me. I'm very particular on like textures. So I like Fernanda's a lot. That's a good one in LA.
And your toppings are just cheese, really?
Yeah, cheese, pepperoni if I'm feeling crazy. But yeah, I don't do anything extra special.
With Christmas, what will the meal be that you'll be having?
For Christmas, we try to, like for birthdays, it's always pizza. For Christmas, my dad will cook like a ham and like a turkey, and he'll lay out all this stuff of like mashed potatoes and gravy, and you line up, like as my family, it's like a buffet, and you line up and you get seconds and thirds, and it's cold, but you're not even mad because you're like, it's so good. And then, yeah, we all help with the dishes. But it's my mom and dad. They come over at like 1 p.m. and they start cooking all day. And it's fun because it's like my house now. And I'm like, Mom, what you need? You need help? You don't? Okay, I'll just lay here. But I feel like it's my house. So I'm like, I'm contributing, but I'm not.
who's the best cook in the house at the moment? You're living with your two brothers and
see,
your husband.
My husband is worse with me than me. He likes like plain. He doesn't like sauces. And I'm like, I need a bunch of dips and sauces on the side. So he could eat a whole bowl of like plain broccoli, beans, and healthy stuff all week long. That's what he eats. And like he barely will put butter in it and salt. He's like a freak like that. But when he cooks for me, he knows like I need it dirty. I need it to taste really good. He can cook me a really good steak. My older brother, he's been cooking a lot for himself. He makes himself like a nice, beautiful plate with a red glass of wine. And I'll be like, oof, you're an adult. Look at you. So I'm not worried about his future. My younger brother is the king of ordering food, which is a problem. But he'll figure it out. Like, he knows. I'm like, I need a good chicken finger. He's like, all right, so what you're going to do is you're going to pick this place. Like, he knows all the secrets on how to order good food.
That's a very good person to have and a handy person to have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's nice.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Thank you.
I want to know, how did you meet your husband?
I met him through a friend of ours who's an actress. Her name is Chloe Grace Moretz. She's a big actress. She's awesome. But I was like 22 at the time, and she was 19, and she was like young and wanted to party. And I was like, okay, let's rock. And I told her, like, I'm looking for, I always told people, I switched one day and was like, I want a nice guy. I want a really nice guy. And she was like, well, one of my best friends is like the nicest guy alive. And I was like, all right, cool, let's do a date. And she set up a double date with her and Brooklyn Beckham at the time, and then me and Daryl. And I remember I showed up from work, so I looked like glamorous. I had fake lashes, fake hair, and I had a gown on. I was wearing all black and I was cute. And then I walked in and they're in shorts and t-shirts. And I yelled at Chloe, and like my husband, he looked like a scrub. He had a hole in his shirt. He had a little beard. I was like, okay. But I was like, he's still cute. And then I brought Chloe to the closet and I was like, change your outfit right now. I was like, put on a heel or something. I look ridiculous. And she did for me. She was like, fine. And then we all went bowling, and he, like, it was the first person since I became famous or like knew how to do makeup that came up to me and like kissed me romantically. Like the guys that were always like afraid of me or intimidated, and I would have to be like, hey, hold still, I'm gonna kiss you. And he was the first one that I finally got a strike or something, and I was so excited. And he was like, great job. And then he pulled up my chin and then kissed me like so softly. And oh. I was like, wow.
Megan, how did your music career start?
Oh, I was a baby. I was young. I grew up in a musical family. My dad played the organ at our church every single Sunday, but he also was like a band teacher. So he knew how to play every instrument, kind of. And he was a big piano guy, piano player. So I grew up with my alarm clock would be him singing and playing and be like, good morning. And I was like, okay. And then I thought I thought every pop star was in their bedroom writing their songs. And I was like, well, I want to be a pop star, so I got to get on my songwriting. So I was writing songs at like 7 years old, and I picked up every instrument that I could in sight. Like, I found a guitar in our closet, and I was like, Dad, what's this? He's like, oh, that was like a friend of mine. I don't know. And I was like, can you teach me? And he's like, I only know 3 chords. And so I went one day, and I learned 3 chords, and I wrote a song with it and was like, here you go. And he was like, oh, God. So I was determined at a very young age, and I just kept doing that. And then I got a publishing deal when I was 17, 18.
Did you sing at church?
Yeah, I sang at church with my dad. He always loved I would always sit next to him while he performed. And then once in a while, I would go up and I would sing my original songs. Or like he would go, hey, Father's Day is coming up. Write me a dad song. And I'd be like, okay. And he's like, and then you're going to sing it in church the next day. And I was like, okay. So he would give me cool little challenges, and he wasn't a songwriter, but he knew, like, if you have 10,000 hours, you're just going to get better and better. And he saw my determination, and he saw like how much I wanted to do this. So he would like push me, and for Christmas, he would get me producing tools. Like, he was like, here's GarageBand. I don't know how to use it, but learn how to produce. And so he helped me be very independent. So anytime I went to a session, I would show everyone off and be like, oh, if you move over, I'll just edit this whole track. And it would freak people out. So I'm very grateful for that.
Did, with All About That Bass, did you write that? Did you co-write it?
Yeah, it was me and one guy, Kevin Kadish. And it was the first day meeting him. And it was like a 45-minute session. And we bonded over being chubby kids and loving doo-wop. And so we wanted to write like this sassy, fun, like, yo, I'm all about my curves. He had the bass. He had the title, All Bass, No Treble. And I was like, you know what I say a lot? It's like, yo, I'm all about that. I was like, that's what the kids are saying right now. It's really cool. It's like, yo, I'm all about that. And so we said All About That Bass, No Treble. And I was like, it could be all about that bass, like booty, no treble, like no chest. And I was like, it could be a fun thing of like, I'm thick there. And then I remember we were like, no one's going to sing this. No one's going to cut this. It's like we wrote it and knew like we're not going to make any money today from work, but whatever. Let's just have a fun time. And I was like, screw it, I'll sing it. I remember being like, whatever, I'll sing it. And I'll put on this character and this voice. And there was no autotune. He was loving how I sounded. And I was like, okay. Did all my doo-wop backgrounds. And then I remember leaving being like, do you like it? And he's like, yeah, do you like it? And I was like, yeah. And then we left. And then it like became its own thing, and it like took me everywhere.
Beast.
It was like my least favorite song I had, and I was like scared because I was like, there's no autotune. It's not mixed. It's not. And they were like, master it, put it out. And I was like, okay.
It's done you okay, darling.
It was pretty good. It was a good one to have.
Megan, do you ever get forced to sing karaoke?
It's a choice. They don't go like, get up there, you.
Okay, what's your song?
I like to go big or go home. I like to pick Beyonce's songs. I like...
Go big or go home, I love
it. Yeah. Go big or go home. I'm going to tell you that, Jess.
I like picking Single Ladies. It's really fun. It gets the crowd going.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah.
Jess, we could do a duet of that. We could all do it.
We could all do it. Mom, I'm obsessed with this mom.
When's your album coming out, Megan?
It's okay.
Is it out already?
It's too soon. I understand. I totally get you. It's October 30th is when all the stores change over. So like they start selling Christmas stuff. So for some reason, that's why all the Christmas albums, like Dolly dropped in September. Like, it was crazy. So we have to put ours out early. So I was doing this Christmas album in July and August. Like, it was hot. It was a hot time. And they were like, it's got to be due. It's got to be sent in August to release it in October. And I was like, anybody else think this is a bit early? And they explained to me, like, you have to do it like this. So, yeah, it's out. It's out and about.
Well, some gorgeous tunes on there. I listened to it.
Thanks for listening to it. A lot of people, like... they don't really listen to it. And they're like, it's great. I'm like, thanks.
I mean, your voice is, it makes sense that you're on The Voice and that you've been so successful, but your voice is so distinctive. It's kind of, you can spot your voice from anywhere.
Thank you.
But, I mean, it is. And that's what makes you a massive star. But also you are so lovely. And I wish you all the best with this pregnancy. You're nearly there, babes. And
I'm there, dude. It's crazy. I told my friend that I'm doing this with you, and she literally was screaming. She was so excited. She's your number one fan. I have to tell you, her name is JoJo. She loves you.
That's very sweet.
Yeah, but you're so cool. And I just, if you have any tips on pushing or giving birth or... like, my husband's fully ready. He knows what a massacre it's going to look like.
You're thinking negative. It's going to be...
it's going to be great.
Oh, you need to get your chakras fantastic. Going.
Yeah. Oh, shut up, Mum. Mum thinks right. So I went quite kind of holistic on my approach, and not everyone has
okay,
to do that.
Okay, this is what I want to know. Like, did you do epidural the first time or never?
No, I never didn't. Did.
I did.
But I remember my mum's best friend, after the first one, I didn't have an epidural, but my mum's friend said, if you have a second one, treat yourself, get the epidural. But yes. you just do what you like. If you want the drugs, take the drugs. If you don't fancy them, don't take them.
I'm so torn because my mom didn't do any of them. And she's like, yo, just do it. She's so tough, though. She's like, just do it. You're fine. And then I watched my aunt have two babies, and she did the epidural, and she still struggled. And I was like, woof. She's also more of a crier than my mom. Like, she's bad with pain. But I'm like, am I bad with pain? I think I'm bad with pain.
I think you'll be really surprised of how incredible you are in this situation. You will be a superwoman, and Daryl will be in awe of you.
I'm so excited.
And you'll be amazed what your body can do.
Yeah. Have you chosen the push present yet?
The push present? What's that?
Oh, babe.
Pushing the baby out. You get a big present.
Oh, yeah. Daryl.
Daryl, the push
Daddy,
present.
Daddy, Daryl.
Ring-a-ding-ding, Daryl.
That's it's hilarious. Diamonds, I'm going to tell him that. He better not. He's good at gifts, though. He does, like, the meaningful good ones.
Have you done a playlist for the birth?
No, I have so much to do. Mom, are you writing this down?
No, to be fair, it all falls at the wayside, babe. I had all Sade, I had Frank Ocean. It was supposed to be, you know, ambiance like this. And then my daughter came out to a very muted, because the battery had died, version of One Love, which was lovely.
Oh, that's
Bob Marley.
Cute.
Very
yeah.
lovely way to enter the world.
That's great.
It wasn't exactly the song that I thought she was going to come out to, but it was very good. It was very positive. Everyone was happy.
I would choose that one.
Megan Trainor, do you have good table manners?
Yes. I don't know. Well, it depends. If I'm home alone with my husband, I burp very loud. I guess that's not appropriate.
That's okay. We'll let
yes.
you.
Thank you.
A sign of satisfaction.
Yeah, it's like, wow, that was so good. Or sometimes they just come out like uncontrollably, and they're like, I'm extra gassy since being pregnant. So things are, I'm making noise. So I guess that's my only table manners thing. But my husband's like, wow, good one, babe. You know, he's one of those.
He sounds great. He's love Daryl.
He's the best.
Megan, you're lovely. Good luck with the birth. And I hope you have a lovely Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I hope you get to be around some of your family.
Good luck, Megan.
I love you and your mom so much. This is the sweetest duo. You're so cute. I wish my mom did this with me. Let's go, Mom.
Well, our Megan is not a foodie.
She loves pizza, though.
Loves it.
Breakfast, dinner, lunch, starters, mains, and dessert.
Love you, Megan, but that's got to go down as potentially one of the most disappointing last meals I've ever heard in my life.
Not for her, though, darling.
No, and that's the joy of food.
Yeah.
It suits people all on different occasions, but pizza will always suit Megan Trainor, whatever the weather.
You can't account for taste, can
look,
you?
Pizza's bloody great. I love that she was like, and if I'm feeling a little, you know, crazy, I'll kind of pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
No, we love you, Megan. Thank you for doing table manners. Congratulations with the baby. Good luck for the birth. Good luck with the album. And you better watch out because Lenny Ware's coming for your seat on The Voice.
Yep.
Okay. So listen, we've had a few emails. We've had lots of emails. Thank you to everybody that emails to us. Rainbow Bagelgate has been really stirring up some high emotion. So we had one from Jono Goodrich. Dear Jesse and Lenny, I'm a massive fan of your podcast. It's been really excellent distraction surviving lockdown in Melbourne. I want to talk about the Rainbow Bagel. Well, actually, I don't want to talk about the Rainbow Bagel, which I will now refer to as it. But feel like it's my duty as a 25-year-old Jewish and gay man. Lenny, your comment that the adding of nasty colours will require additional kneading is spot on. Can you imagine the tough and rubbery texture this would create? Frankly, I'd rather not. Moreover, purely from an aesthetic point of view, I'm not sure I could so easily reconcile a piece of delicately sliced and vibrant pink smoked salmon on a bed of rainbow gluten. The very thought of it is vile.
I agree with you, darling.
Second point is that he thinks too many people don't understand that a bagel is merely a bready doughnut when not boiled properly, even in Melbourne, where they have a very strong Jewish community. He's seen, on occasion, bagels that do not have the glossy and firm... I mean, Jono is, like, well into the bagel. So thank you for all of these. Thank you both continuing to create such a fantastic podcast. And we love you very much, Jono. Now, the next one is called Strange Dreams.
Bloody strange too, Jess.
Okay, this tickled me.
Did it?
I knew we'd get on with our listeners. Well, they'd have to get on with us because they'd have to be in dinner parties with us every week. So, hello, Jesse and Lenny. I'm a big fan of the podcast and wanted to share with you a dream I had recently. In my dream, I won a table manners competition for a sleepover with the two of you, you poor cow. Oh, it's Phil, you poor bugger. Bizarrely, the sleepover was three airbeds in a row at the back of some cafe. Lenny was in the middle and myself and Jesse either side. Before going to sleep... Before going to sleep, Lenny asked me if I had ever had a Jewish blessing.
I can't even get over this.
When I replied that I hadn't, she farted in my face and said, "You have now." During the night, Lenny got scared and started singing Man United songs to cheer herself up. In the morning, Jessie wasn't there and her bed hadn't been slept in. And Lenny said Jessie had to leave. Pop stars don't sleep on the floor. I woke up chuckling to myself, so I thought I had to share. That is bizarre. You've had too much cheese before sleep, Phil, and too much Table Manners podcast. I think you need to take a break from us. I'm worried for you that you're having... I wouldn't say that's a dream. I'd say that was a fucking nightmare. Anyway, you cracked me up. Thank you, Phil. Thank you for listening. We will see you next week because we never go away. We never stop. Next week is a big one, I think. We love hearing from you. So please, especially your strange dreams.
No.
So please drop us an email at hello.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Hello at table.
Jesse, I just want to clarify before you go. I don't fart. Queens don't fart, darling.
Hello at tablemannerspodcast.com. Please email in more farting nightmare dreams, rainbow bagels, whatever you fancy. Thanks for listening. We will see you next week. Table Manners is produced by Alice Williams.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.